the void that is winter break and or Jan
It's
turn.
Me, Susie.
And I'm Fred.
This guy's Fred.
Yeah.
So the theme for today is rap music.
Nope, it's gonna... I thought we were doing rock music.
I thought you said rap.
Well, I started...
It's probably because you have a weird accent.
I started to say rock, but then I was like... And you're like, yay!
Yeah.
So you didn't even hear what I was trying to say.
I guess I made the right choice.
I don't agree with that.
So, yeah.
So
you want to play your song?
We're doing rock music.
We're doing rap music.
I thought we were doing rock music.
Okay, you know, you play your music. I'll play mine. Mine's going to be, you know, awesome.
And mine's going to be awesomer. More awesome.
False.
Awesome.
Play your song.
Okay. This is Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
So, that was Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
Nice.
And if you were listening to the last song, you could tell that that style of music is definitely way better than whatever crap Iris was playing.
Well, I'm going to play because I haven't actually played anything yet.
Well, no, you
I
just...
I mean, but not...
Before,
not
people were listening.
If people were listening, they heard it.
Yeah.
We had some trouble, technical difficulties at the beginning.
I mean...
I apologize.
Yeah, it's pretty much
your fault.
It was my
fault.
Because you're inexperienced.
But, you know, someone here, yeah, was a little late.
I'm not late. I was on time for being late, so technically I'm on time.
Okay, I'm going to play... Okay, I realize that this is coming out fast and strong. I don't know if any of our listeners have ever heard the Whisper song by the Yin Yang Twins. Don't be terrified.
Why?
It's a quality piece of music.
If you're going to be terrified by it... What's terrifying about
we'll
it?
Find
possibly.
Out. Well, let's just play it.
I'm
see
scared.
How we feel.
I'm scared.
All right, I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty terrifying.
I told you.
I mean, I don't think that's
scary. It feels like they're next to you.
He was just threatening this girl pussy. I don't know what she did.
I know. She seems like a very nice lady.
I know. And he just wanted to beat her up. Beat her up
with a dog.
With his what?
Say he was going to beat pussy with a dog.
With a dog?
Yeah.
Named Dick.
Yeah, I guess.
That's weird. That makes me really uncomfortable.
I know. He's very proud of his pet, but like it seems like he like seems like attacks it was a really people with it.
Yeah, like a really big dog. Yeah, that was like attacking a this
very
lady.
Large dog.
I don't know. I don't like that.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it. I don't think it's very good for the children.
Something
what about
children?
It. What?
What?
I mean, I guess we're on the prime time.
Do you have a song that's similar to this one to play?
I could play something raunchy.
All right.
I don't think I have anything raunchy.
Okay.
To be honest.
Well, play your song.
All right. I'm going to play a song by Manchester Orchestra.
Okay.
And it's going to be way less terrifying
than
this one that you just played.
I guess that was raunchy.
I mean, it wasn't raunchy. It was just kind of less
terrifying. You're right. It wasn't raunchy.
I was just trying to soothe our audience because that was pretty abrasive. I mean, even though they were whispering, which is the weird part.
I know. It's scarier.
It's scarier that they're whispering about their dog.
That's scary.
Beating up this lady.
Okay. Now I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, Regulate. If you were listening, you probably already heard it. But Dave said I could play it again.
Yeah, because it's...
It's a good song. It's not like the Whisper song, I swear.
It's not like the Whisper song, but that doesn't mean it's good.
It's good. Warren G and Nate Dogg are probably two of the best rappers ever. So I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Got to be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Ain't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of hoes over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
To a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Yeah, that was still kind of scary.
I didn't think it was scary. It had a happy ending.
They're all just, these songs
are
just.
They went to the East Side Motel.
But they're all just
got
really,
down.
All these songs are just really violent.
The life of a gangster.
A life of a what?
Gangster.
Of a gangster?
Yeah.
Gangster.
A gangster.
Gangster.
A gangster.
Okay. Well, I guess I have a sort of similar song. It's about, okay. It's about sort of like setting things right.
I'm glad you're stepping up. Thank you.
But it's going to be better than that one.
I doubt that.
Although those
Regulate is probably one of the best songs ever.
Those beats are pretty funky fresh.
Oh. Oh.
Most All right, definitely. Go. All right. This is Unnatural Helpers. And it's going to be better. Yeah. So that was Unnatural Helpers with Every Record Straight Tonight.
Cool.
It was pretty, you know. So how was your break?
It was pretty nice. I went to the beach a lot. I ate a lot of food.
You know what I'm going to say about my break?
What?
I did not go to the beach for a couple reasons.
But you live on an island.
Yes, true. But a couple things.
Okay.
It was really fucking cold.
Ooh.
And also all the beaches are gone. Because I'm from Long Island and Sandy kind of let...
Don't let her take your beaches.
I mean,
we'd never let anyone take our beaches in California.
Really?
Never.
You're kind of like Nate Dogg and G-Man.
Exactly.
You always just
from the hood. Stick up for where I'm from.
Stick up for your beaches.
Exactly.
You got lots of beaches.
Don't let nobody take my beaches.
You got a lot of beaches?
I got a lot of beaches. All right, my turn to play a song.
What song are you going to play?
I'm going to play Dead Prez. And the song I'm going to play is It's Bigger Than Hip Hop.
Is he from the West Coast?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I can answer after.
Does he have lots of beaches?
He's going.
Does he have lots of beaches?
Yes.
So that's pretty much how I feel every day.
Oh, yeah?
About, you know, how they said we don't know who killed Biggie, so, you know.
I feel like that constantly.
You know,
if we don't figure it out, they're going to get us.
We're next. All of us are next.
All of us.
There's going to be a mass genocide by the person.
By the person who killed Biggie Smalls.
Yep, definitely.
R.I.P. Biggie Smalls!
All right, what?
P.
What's P?
Peace.
Rest in peace. That's a pretty
original. You got a song?
Original.
You want to play a Biggie Smalls song?
I just want to talk to you. I don't have Biggie Smalls.
No.
I don't have any Biggie Smalls. Because I don't believe in oxymorons. And he was kind of a big oxymoron.
So you don't let oxymorons make it onto your iTunes?
No, because I don't deal with stupid people.
Whoa.
And he would.
Well, I think maybe Fred shot Biggie Smalls.
I didn't shoot him.
I think you did.
I'm not saying that I know who shot him. I'm just saying that it wasn't me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And plus, these guys, not from California, New York.
They're from New York.
They know that Dead Prez knows what I'm coming from when I say that you can't go to the beach in the winter.
I don't think Dead Prez knows
who
you are.
So why would I kill Biggie Smalls if I know that you can't go to the beach in the winter?
Because Biggie Smalls went to the beach in the winter?
Are you sure?
Maybe. It's possible.
You don't know that.
I think he did.
You like to think that he did?
I think he did.
He probably did.
He was in California a lot, so.
That's not fair, though. You can't say that he was in California because there was East Coast, West Coast bad blood.
I mean, obviously
so you can't just
not.
Say that he was in California all the time. That's implying that he was, like, crossing enemy lines, fraternizing with the enemy's
people
beaches.
From California and people
You're
from...
You're saying that he was laying with on the beaches
with
from
me.
California. Are you saying you're a
with
beach?
With me.
You're calling yourself a beach.
No, what? On the beaches with me.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you were a beach.
I'm not a beach.
You can be a pretty big beach sometimes.
You were a pretty big beach earlier.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not full of sand.
Yeah, you are.
Shut up.
A sad, sloppy mess. Looking for approval, easily impressed. The way they say, but why would I listen? I need to know what I've been missing. I'm no one you can trust. All little boy, lonely, curious looks. Confusion turns me upside down. Lost as quickly as I found. See me running towards you now. On the rebound. Call it fate, true love. Never forced romance. Fell into a new love. Maybe perfect love by chance. Where they say, but why would I listen when it feels this good? No one lives their life doing all the things they say they should. Confusion turns me upside down. Lost as quickly as I found. Soon enough it turns around.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I realized that rap songs are generally like 3 times as long as rock songs. So it's unfair to our audience because they're getting twice as much rap as they are rock.
Well, first of all, that's not true. You're just choosing very short rock songs.
Yeah, because the shorter the rock song, the better the song, obviously.
That makes no sense.
It makes the most sense.
And second of all, our audience is not getting cheated because the songs I'm picking are incredible. So, there's that.
That Whisper song was incredibly scary and threatening.
Fred was like under the table in the fetal position by the end of it.
I didn't want the dog to get me.
Yeah, I know. The dog is scary, but you want it.
I don't want the dog.
When it's a Yin Yang Twins dogs, you want them.
I don't.
You know who else wants dogs?
Who?
I want Miss Morgan's dogs. And this song is dedicated to her dog.
Cool. Is she on the beach right now?
She's not. She's not on the beach.
Neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American Pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you will defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Look at the way you treat me. Skillin' those ass homegirls, you got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left the straddling right, this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my dick all in, I'm out. And I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, can be cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song, let bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
I don't think. What? I don't know what you're talking about. That was a good song. I like Miss Jackson.
So we just found out some interesting stuff about Fred. One of which is that he really likes to think about actually, never mind.
Yeah, see, why would you want to bring something personal up on the air?
I never mind. I won't do it.
Exactly. So Miss Jackson's a nice lady.
Yeah, she just cares about her daughter.
I don't even know what the song's about. They say Miss Jackson a lot, so I assumed. And they ooh.
I am for real. Ooh. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a song.
What song is it?
It's not about Miss Jackson.
Oh, no.
It's about a warrior man.
What?
It's...
Waka waka what?
But not like that.
Waka waka.
So, you know who gets a bad rap?
Who?
Kanye West.
Kanye West is a dick.
All right, maybe he's made some poor life decisions.
He's a terrible person.
He's not a terrible person.
He's insane.
That's debatable.
Although, allegedly, he did blog about this thing like 6 years ago, which is this fireplace that comes in a box so you can carry it around, which
See?
Is pretty cool.
That's totally sane. He just gets a bad rap.
One.
Because
it seems like it would be really dangerous. Though.
I mean, do you like Taylor Swift?
I'm undecided on Taylor Swift right now.
So, you don't care about his whole stealing her spotlight
just
thing?
Because even if I didn't like Taylor Swift, like, that's just rude.
I mean, Beyonce
like,
should have won.
Certain
I'm just saying. I agree with him. Beyonce right, should have
well,
won.
I do like some of Kanye West's music. And so I'm going to play a song. It's a little offensive. Like, you listen to the words and you're like, I'm a little offended by this, but I still love it.
I mean, just don't be a gold digger.
Or, like, a white hoe.
Yeah, don't be a white hole either.
I'll try not to
and
be.
Stop being such a beach.
You don't tell me what to do. I'll be a beach when I want to be.
From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. You got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Yeah, nigga. So, yeah, he's not crazy. He's really good at music.
Yeah, I guess if you're into that.
I mean, it's punitive. It's catchy, you know? Got
if
that.
By not crazy, you
got
mean.
Got that Ray Charles sample
insane.
In there.
Insane. Then yes.
I don't know. I think you're crazy. You're the crazy one because you don't like Kanye West.
I don't dislike him. I just think he's a horrible person.
This is the only time I've defended a song that you played.
So.
Do you realize this?
Does that mean I'm supposed to sacrifice my morals?
Yes.
No.
For agreement.
Uh-uh.
You're not going to agree with me?
Not going to do it.
All right. Then I'm going to play Japan Droids.
All right. Do it. I don't even care.
We'll be right back.
So, we're back.
We're back. I'd like to tell you a story.
Yes?
And it's a little story where Susie and Zuzha the Fact Checker watched Flavor of Love for hours and hours.
Sounds like a...
Flavor Flav!
Sounds like a horror
and
movie.
So then I tried to research any songs that Flavor Flav had done, and there are very few that are just Flavor Flav. And this is one of them.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It's a quality song. And I think that it really tackles an issue that a lot of people have.
What's that?
You'll find out.
Well, can you? Okay,
no.
Fine. We'll just be surprised.
We're going to be surprised.
This is going to be the best song ever. I can just feel it.
You, baby boy, pay back. That's right. Flavor Flav. This goes out to all the people with claustrophobia, you know what I'm saying? People that be getting stuck in the elevators and all that. Feel like they about to run out of air. The heat is getting hot up in here. You tell the person right next to you, hey, yo, step back, give me room and check it out. I come to tell you what claustrophobia is all about. It's like crowding me and I can't stand the pain. You're just like crazy daddy driving me insane. Like living inside a jailhouse cell. Living life both in is just like hell. It's like having four walls.
So we're not going to subject you
we're
to the rest.
We're not
going to
finish that song.
Because that was pretty
bad. I'm sorry, everyone.
That was a mistake.
That was unfortunate. I really wanted, and I just couldn't finish it. I didn't even finish it before when I picked it out.
It's just, that was, I'm really sorry about
that. Yeah, okay, let me try this again.
About Susie's pick.
Let me try this. These are two of the greatest people on the planet.
Who's that?
You'll find out.
You just say it.
No.
Beyonce and Jay-Z. Said it.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Partner, let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that like to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life.
That's a good thing.
Taking care of home and still fly.
Up.
keep you. Focus on your focus, I can feed you.
You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. I can help you build a good life.
Traded all the corporate dues. They call shots, I call audibles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles, Lorraine Swart sort of do. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your finger's like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just yachting, Allen hopping off of your mafi coast. Mafioso. Oh, baby, you ever seen satin? No. Not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars. This is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars. I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all. Big ends, car loans, collecting cars. Picture your life elevated with me. Make you my project celebrity. I keep your name my little glimpse.
Hermes briefcase, Cartier top clips, silk line blazers, diamond cream facials, BBS cufflinks, six star pimp suites. Partner, let me upgrade you, grade you. Partner, let me upgrade you, grade you. Let me upgrade you, grade you. Partner, let me upgrade you.
I'm
upgrade.
That was definitely an upgrade from that Flavor Flav song. If you know,
I
what
know.
I mean.
It just—I really wanted it to work, and it just didn't.
It's because he has no talent, and he's cracked out.
He's
all
the best
time.
Hype man in history. He shouldn't make his own music.
He's the only hype man in history.
That's not true.
I'm gonna say he was the first, so he has to be the best because it's a bogus position.
He was one of the founding members of Public Enemy.
All right, just because he's the all right, no. He had no part in the greatness that was Public Enemy.
Yes, he did.
He was just like the guy. He was like the court jester to the king. That doesn't mean he like
it's
helped with all the decisions.
Okay,
ruling
well,
the
first
land.
Of all, that's not true. But second,
that's true.
If he was a court jester to the king, king needs to laugh to make some good fucking music, okay? Because
true.
If the court jester is not there, guess what? All the music's going to be bad and he's going to kill everyone.
All right, maybe.
All right, what song do you have? This is our last song.
This is going to be our last song.
Thanks for listening.
So we're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
But we're going to be back this
we'll
semester.
We'll be back.
Same time, same place.
Same time, same place.
There's no one after us, so we can pretty much go.
No one after us.
Until 9 o'clock when the next show is.
Yep.
So be prepared for that.
We're going to upgrade.
This is the soft pack. It's going to be our last song.
Soft pack.
Bye.